Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
You know what needs to happen, Carlin? Because we helped people make a little bit of money last night, take some of the money that we helped you make last night.
Exactly.
And donate to the V Foundation.
Exactly. Give back, because it is Giving Tuesday. We need your help at v.org/donate. Make a difference while you can. We really appreciate it. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research at v.org/donate. That's v.org/donate. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio on this Giving Tuesday. And we appreciate your support so much with the V Foundation. And whatever you can do, if you can afford to, please consider making a donation to the V Foundation in supporting cancer research and Jim Valvano's fight against cancer that the V Foundation continues to support. And again, most important thing to remember is that every cent of your donation goes toward research at v.org/donate. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and we haven't taken many looks at the NBA prior to Christmas, and I understand where people come at with that, but we've got a pretty good one tonight, and I have to get your take on what's going on, this mutual love affair. Well, maybe it's a little one-sited. Maybe there's a little unrequited love in it.
Yeah.
Between Giannis and Luka. Now, Luka and the Mavericks have got the Golden State Warriors tonight, who won 5 of 6, and maybe they've started to figure it out. But how about Luka? Says this about Giannis. It's hard to go against like a guy like that. He's the best player in the NBA right now. He's almost impossible to stop. Giannis, in returning some praise-ish, said the following. Give me your response to this. Just being respected by your peers, it's always a good feeling.
Mm.
I love playing against the best players in the league. He's an incredible player, incredible talent, arguably one of the most talented players I've ever seen in my lifetime. It's unbelievable what he can do for himself and his team. Didn't say that Luka was the best player in the league.
No.
It was that, and listen, there's a whole lot of praise there.
Yeah.
Was there a little bit of, you're a nice little player, patting him on the head there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely a shade. Now, I know people are going to try to hide it behind things being lost in translation because Giannis is from Greece and not America. But when you say arguably one of the best players that I've ever seen, who are you arguing with, bro?
Who's arguing inside you?
Yeah, like who you arguing with, bro? Like, it's your opinion.
Is there a little Stephen A. and Jalen inside you?
Just say he's one of the best players I've ever seen.
Yeah.
When you say arguably, it feels like there's a little bit of shade coming from Giannis.
There was another quote earlier where he kind of said, oh, yeah, he's a very hard worker.
Yeah, he's a hard worker.
He puts an incredible effort.
Like, translation, yeah. He's the try-hard guy. Yeah. Not necessarily the championship guy. But no, here's the thing. And this is today's NBA. Guys are going to, you know, shower other players with praise, especially guys that you respect. Like with Giannis, everybody respects what he did. Right, Carlin?
Yeah.
He stayed put. He could have left in free agency and built a super team somewhere else. I was hoping that was going to be with the Lakers, but it didn't work out that way. He stayed in Milwaukee, a small market team, and he won a championship. Not to mention winning multiple MVPs. Players around the league respect that. Players around the league now feel like they want to emulate that because when you pair up with other stars on a quote-unquote super team, it seems to take a little bit of the shine of the championship off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think players now being more sensitive to how their legacy will be perceived based on the moves that they make for their career, I think they want to follow the Giannis blueprint. And here's a guy in Luka Doncic that's with the Dallas Mavs and is, you know, potentially looking to go that same route as one of the top three players in the world, trying to find a way to get his team to that next level.
Well, I thought this was interesting this morning from J. Will on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. J. Will had the following to say, did not love the idea of Luka calling Giannis the best player in the world.
Luka's cold-blooded. But at the end of the day, I'm never giving somebody credit for being the best player in the world. I'm not doing it as a player. As an analyst, as a fan of the game, sure. But as a player who's competing, I'm not saying out loud to any news publication that anybody's better than me. I don't want you to ever think you have an advantage on me.
I heard this with Jay Will this morning, and he was talking about it's this kind of mentality that helped me be the second pick in the draft.
Yeah.
I get it, and I don't. Like, why does that matter to a guy competing in that moment? Does it, I guess, for some guys, maybe for Jay Will, it would have taken a little bit of your mental edge away from what you're doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. You, please explain it to me
Here's what I'll say. Football is a little bit different because football, it's based on your position, and you're not playing against guys that are at your position, if that makes sense. Like, I'm a defensive tackle. I'm not playing against other defensive tackles.
Right.
You know, when you're on the NBA, you're playing against the guy that you're calling the best in your sport. And you can, you know, like for us, when I was in the league, Tom Brady's the best quarterback. He's the best player in NFL history. We knew that. But that didn't keep me from wanting to bust his ass when we played.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So there was a little bit of a different mentality in terms of me being able to go after that guy. In the NBA, I think it might be different because you're comparing yourself to the best players. Whereas for me, the guys that I was going up against in the NFL, I wasn't comparing myself to them because they didn't play my position. So it would be hard for me as a player to say, yeah, there's a defensive tackle that's out there that's better than me. That would be hard for me to admit. But it wouldn't be hard for me to admit that there is a guy in my sport that is universally recognized as the best, because that absolutely was Tom Brady in the 2000s and the 2010s. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I just, I guess I think of it more in the NBA and from basketball standpoint of you're constantly going up against that guy. And if you find yourself, is it Jay Will saying, because this is how I take it, it takes away what he would feel would be some of his own edge if he finds himself going up against that guy.
Yeah.
That Jay Will already thinks he's the better player.
Well, I get the psychology of it, right? Because you have to believe you're the best, even when nobody else will believe in you, Carlin. And so the admission that there is another player that is superior to you from a talent standpoint might cause you to second-guess your own ability. And in sports, when you start second guessing yourself, that's when you're dead.
I'd just flat out lie, though. If I thought I was better than the other guy, I'd be happy to publicly say he's the best there is. And then when I smoke him, you'll know the truth.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
That's how I look at it. Like, Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time. Don't you think that makes my Super Bowl ring shine a little bit brighter?
Yeah.
That's my point.
But you and I both know there are the competitors that will do that. With the thought of, okay, my excuse is built in. if I get beat this week, you'll know why.
That's the fine line.
Yeah.
I
shouldn't even call those guys competitors because that's not competition. But, like, I will build up my guy like he is the greatest gift to the game that they have ever known.
Well, that's classic Bill Belichick, right?
Yeah.
Every time he goes up against an opponent, he talks about how great they are, and then he cuts their heart out. That's what he does. And I appreciate that mentality, that part of it, Carlin. And the other thing that I will say, being an athlete, I could acknowledge that there is a player that's more skilled than me. But the hard part to admit would be a player that works harder than me or a player that's tougher than me. Because those are things that I can control directly. When it comes to Giannis, with Luka admitting that Giannis is the best player in the world, Giannis is 7 feet tall with guard skills. Like, there are some God-given abilities there that Luka Doncic and the rest of the NBA just don't have.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with admitting that the guy that won back-to-back MVPs and the guy that won a championship in Milwaukee might be the best player on the planet.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your car, home, motorcycle, commercial, auto, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Who's the best quarterback under the age of 25? The answer is not who you think it is. Next, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
There it is. You know the music. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. And on ESPN2 today, on this Giving Tuesday, the global day of giving, we ask that if you can, you support the V Foundation. And this is the kickoff of V Week today. And we ask that if you can, that you donate at v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research. Canty, there was an interesting list put out today. And yep. Look, lists are a lot of what we do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But on ESPN Plus, or on ESPN, the exclusive insider, they ranked the top 25 players under the age of 25 in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The first quarterback to be listed was fifth, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next two were 9 and 10. First of all, if you had to guess, who is the first player listed overall?
Oh, you know who it is. It's Micah Parsons.
It is Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Who do you believe is the first quarterback listed?
Under 25.
Under the age of 25.
It's probably going to be Justin Herbert.
It is Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that you would go there right away, because I personally...
Well, it ain't Joe Burrow, because he ain't under 25.
No. Joe Burrow's 38 years old.
Exactly.
No. If I thought that you would immediately go, as I did, to Jalen Hurts being the best quarterback under 25 right now. Because I don't know if you know this. Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback under 25 right now.
Ooh, spicy.
Well, I what is there to argue with right now? And I love watching Justin Herbert play. Mm-hmm. I think he's incredibly talented. Jalen Hurts is just better all around right now. What am I missing with that? It's not just running the football. It's everything that he can do. And, you know, I even went back to a throw the other night when I immediately thought of you, because this is something we were talking about. Driving the football.
Yeah.
And how Jalen Hurts drives the football as good as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
He threw a pass that was actually tipped at the line of scrimmage, but had so much behind it in driving the ball, it still got there.
Mm-hmm.
It still got there. What is there to argue right now that that Herbert is better than Jalen Hurts? What is there to argue? I mean, listen, I appreciate the fact that Herbert has played hurt this year. Yeah. I'm sure that his ribs are still not 100%.
No, he's not 100%. He's playing through pain, but I think this list is predicated on what we've seen since these guys have come into the league, and it's a much smaller sample size with Jalen Hurts than it is Justin Herbert. Herbert came into this year with 69 passing touchdowns through his first two seasons, Carlin. He's got 19 on the season. So that's 88 passing touchdowns in 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hell of a lot of touchdowns.
Yes, it is.
So I think that's what people are basing this list on. But if you had to buy stock in one of the two quarterbacks, I'd buy stock in Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
I trust him, the decision-making that I've seen, and I trust the organization around him. I can't say the same thing for the L.A. Chargers.
I don't trust anything about the organization around him. No, and this is not the Justin Herbert stinks. It's
no,
1-1A.
No.
I can't go wrong with either guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to feel great about it.
Yeah.
And
you can make an argument that Jalen Hurts came into a much more difficult situation than Justin Herbert did.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
He had the awkwardness of Carson Wentz year one, which, I mean, there's nobody in the world who makes things more awkward than Carson Wentz. And that's truly saying something.
Yeah.
And then you have a new offensive coordinator. You have a new head coach. And here he is in his third year in the league looking absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
I think... whatever the numbers are, it's the same argument about people who don't want to talk about Jalen Hurts for MVP this year. The numbers in throwing the football are not going to be as pretty as they are for other guys. They're just not.
But the numbers throwing the football are pretty damn good, though. He's fourth in QBR through the season.
Yes, no, but I'm talking about he's not throwing up 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns.
No.
But he's doing everything. He's doing everything else. He's getting the ball to his playmakers. He is running the football. He is making guys miss. And he is delivering the football where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
The mistakes that he makes on the field, to describe them as minimal, is an insult.
Yeah.
The guy is just so good. I get why people are doing that. See, to me, if you're voting on that, you're not watching enough of those two guys just flat out play right now. And the impact that they are having for their team. It's not Herbert's fault. His organization is what it is.
No,
not
it's
his
not.
Fault at all.
No, it's not. But here's the other thing, too. Jalen Hurts has got 25 total touchdowns, Carlin. 25. 25 total touchdowns. He's got 8 rushing touchdowns and 17 passing touchdowns. So we have to get used to evaluating quarterbacks in the new NFL through the lens of them being dual threat.
Now,
it can't just be about conventional, traditional dropback passes. Now, I know there's a guy that we're leaving out of this.
Yes, and I was about to get to him.
We have to talk about it. We got to talk about the 2-0 of it all.
Yes.
Because he's leading the league in QBR, and everybody wants to talk about how great the Miami Dolphins look and being in pole position in the AFC East. Do we both agree that Tua is definitively behind Justin Herbert and Jalen Hurts in this conversation?
No question.
Okay. So the other quarterback that's on this list, the 25 players under 25, is Justin Fields. He checked in at 23.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this question. If you had to draft all four of these quarterbacks, what's the order that these four quarterbacks go in?
Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Justin Fields, Tua Tagovailoa.
So Tua's fourth for you?
Yeah. Again, it's not because Tua's bad.
Here's what I'll say. First of all, before you get out what you want to say, I completely agree with you. Completely agree with you. Floor is yours, my man.
Give me the guys that I know can go and win games when things are not perfect. I don't know that about Tua yet. I don't.
No, you don't.
And when I'm talking about perfect, I'm talking about everybody that's around him.
Being A+.
Guys, I can make this argument and I can sleep well at night. What I've seen from Justin Fields this year, in many ways, is more impressive than what I've seen from Tua when we take into account what's around him.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
This dude's got nothing.
I would agree with that.
This dude has got absolutely nothing. And now all of a sudden, because Teron Armstead might be out this week, we're worried about Tua. We've got our excuse built in.
No excuse. Listen, if everything has to be perfect in order for the guy to have success, he ain't a franchise quarterback.
And it very well may be that he is able to prove that here soon.
And that's what we're going to find out, because they're on the road against the 49ers.
Right.
They're on the road against the Chargers. They're on the road against the Bills.
But, Chris, in the first couple of years, he hadn't proven that when things weren't perfect.
No.
That's my issue.
Yeah.
So, whereas with Fields in year two, we're seeing it.
Yeah.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and, of course, on ESPN2 on this Giving Tuesday. Support us if you can with the V Foundation at v.org/donate to help cancer research. 100% of your donation goes toward cancer research. Up next, we continue to roll. Who do you believe out of that group is the best quarterback under 25? Do we have that list wrong? Again, that list went Jalen Hurts, Justin Herbert, Justin Fields, Tua Tagovailoa. That's how Chris and I had it. Are we way off here? Will Tuanon take to the phones? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That is in just moments after this from our good friends over at FanDuel. Now, listen, we are right in the thick of it, aren't we, in football season? We are. So if you haven't, what are you doing? Download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Sign up today with promo code PLAY. The app is safe, secure, so easy to use. FanDuel has all your favorite prop bets, are all your favorite bets from money line to point spreads to player props. So sign up today, promo code PLAY, for your no-sweat first bet. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as non-withdrawable free bets that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE NY to 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
We asked, you answered. Let's roll. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The top quarterbacks under the age of 25, ESPN.com, put out the top players under the age of 25 in the NFL, and there were four quarterbacks. The four quarterbacks in this order were Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Tua Tagovailoa, and Justin Fields. Is that the correct order or wrong, as we told you it was? Let's find out what you think right now. Jack in Chicago starts us off on ESPN Radio. Jack, what do you got, buddy?
I just wanted to say that I think Justin Fields might have MVP potential. He's been really good this year, the way he runs with the ball. It's really exciting to see. They're rolling. You know what I'm saying? Chicago Bears.
Well, they're not rolling. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. They're not rolling.
What are they, 3-8?
but they have a clear direction. Yes. Now that they know they have a franchise quarterback. They got over $100 million in cap space, and they've got all their
draft picks. A top five pick.
So they feel good about it.
All right, so from that standpoint, they're rolling.
But I will say this. To his first point about MVP potential, Justin Fields has that written all over him. At some point, I could see him winning an MVP, but you also have to give credit to Tua and Jalen Hurts, because those guys are in the MVP conversation right now.
Yes.
I think they're second and third in terms of MVP odds. So I don't think that that's the criteria for this conversation, because all of these quarterbacks have that.
And they absolutely do. Birdman and Nola up next on ESPN Radio. Birdman, what say you, brother?
Birdman, New Orleans, what's going on, buddy?
How you doing?
Canty, what's going on?
What's happening, Birdman?
Man, look. To me, the order is right. Justin Herbert, the best quarterback, 25 and under. I mean, he doesn't have a Tyreek Hill and a Waddle, the fastest man in the league like Tyreek, like Tua does. He doesn't have a great offensive line like Jalen Hurts has. No excuses. I'm just saying Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, they don't get enough separation. Keenan Allen about to be 34 years old. Justin Herbert needs a better tight end like a Kelce or somebody like that. I just think it's Herbert. is Jalen Hurts, is Tua, and Phil. I mean, I think all is right. I just think Herbert needs more weapons, because if you notice, every time he throws the ball, it's never any separation. It's the first.
Well, that's fine.
Well, damn. I mean, Justin Herbert has more talent around him over the first 3 years of his career than any of the guys on this list.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Keenan Allen is the only receiver in the National Football League right now that has an active 100-catch streak per season the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The only one. What are we talking about?
He can play.
He got talent around him. Just because those guys aren't healthy this year, I think we're starting to see the numbers take a little bit of a dip.
And by the way, you have Austin Eckler, too.
Those numbers were pumped up the first 2 years when he threw 69 touchdown passes. Stop it.
He lost me at the bird call at the beginning. How about Chris in Florida next on ESPN Radio? Chris, what do you got, dude?
Yeah, Birdman, absolutely ridiculous. You got to be kidding me. Obviously, if I'm in Florida, I'm all about Tua. The guy gets no love. People forget, they keep pointing to Tyreek and Waddle. Before that, he had a winning record for his career by like 8 games over. Look at Herbert. He had Eckler, Williams, Allen, Khalil Mack, Bosa. The guy was barely over 500. He's never played in a playoff game just like Tua. I'll give you Jalen Hurts at one. You have to give me Tua at number two for the fact that he had the worst offensive line last year and he was still over 500 on top of the fact that he was coming back from a Bo Jackson hip injury.
Yeah, well, Justin Herbert's offensive line ain't been no crystal stair either now.
No.
It hasn't been. And yet you're starting to see this guy produce. And the one thing I will say about Justin Herbert, since he got into the lineup in that week 2 game against the Kansas City Chiefs, he's played in every single game, Carla.
What's the other problem with Tua? Staying on the field. That's the other problem with Tua. Okay? That's a big part of it. And we can talk about what his record was, but we can also talk about the fact that they were going back and forth between him and Ryan Fitzpatrick not all that long ago. He has absolutely been fantastic this year. It is not taking anything away from him from that standpoint, but at least acknowledge the truth and what's actually happened. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. How about Jake in Massachusetts next on ESPN Radio? Jake, your turn.
What's up, boys? Well, I think the list is wrong entirely. I think that you got to give me Hurts at one, Herbert at two, and then Trevor Lawrence at three. I mean,
not
Trevor
yet.
Lawrence
what?
Had the same.
Not yet.
What?
Not yet.
How's Trevor Lawrence at two?
Not yet.
At
Trevor Lawrence
How's
had his.
Trevor Lawrence at three.
Trevor Lawrence had his first moment the other day.
Yeah.
His first. And it might be the first of many to come.
Sure.
I love him as a player. He's not there. He's not in this discussion.
No, he's not
Sorry.
In this discussion. No.
We end that discussion rather quickly, so we can talk to Tom in Jersey next on ESPN Radio. Tom, what do you think?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, brother.
I don't got nothing.
What do you got?
I don't got no problem with the list whatsoever. Don't get me wrong, but I'm the kind of person, man, you got to be fair when you're judging these guys in terms of if you're going to compare them, let's compare them like if you're going to put Justin Fields in Philly. I'm thinking he's going to strive just as much as Jalen Hurts. And we got to remember, too, people were talking about tank for Tua when he was still in college. And who did Jalen Hurts get benched by in college? Tua. Not saying Tua's better than Jalen Hurts. I'm just saying put Justin Fields in Philly, and then let's see what we're talking about then.
I think the only quarterback on this list that in year two has flashed the way Justin Fields has is Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert in year two threw 38 touchdown passes.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say the only one that has flashed like Fields did in his second year has been
Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's completely fair. Yeah. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN2 on this Giving Tuesday, we ask you to support the V Foundation for Cancer Research if you can at v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research as ESPN's V Week begins today. Canty, up next, there's plenty to get to, but first and foremost, what do?
We make people money.
We hit a primetime parlay last night. I don't know if you knew that. In case you didn't, we're just going to remind you. We hit a primetime parlay last night. All we do is win, win, win. No matter what. I don't know the rest of the words, but you get the point.
Yeah.
It's next.
Got money on my mind. I could never get enough.
Right.
Yeah.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Another one.
You can't miss Canty and Carlin, pound for pound, the biggest show on ESPN Radio. This is V-Week at ESPN.
To those of you out there who are suffering from cancer, facing adversity, I want you to know that your will to live and to fight cancer can make all the difference in the world.
Join the fight against cancer. Go to v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes to cancer research.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. And, of course, that leads us to what we give you each and every day at this time.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
Canty and Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
All right, so here's the deal. Tonight, the play of the day is to give back some of that money that we have won for you lately. We have delivered on several primetime parlays over the last month.
Yes.
And if you have ridden with us, you have absolutely reaped the benefits of that. We won one last night at plus 510.
Yeah.
So what we're asking you to do today, give back. That's your play of the night. V.org/donate. V.org/donate. Help us on this Giving Tuesday to support cancer research and the V Foundation as ESPN's V Week begins.
Pretty. Love it. Love it, big fella.
Yep.
Love it.
So we're going to lay off the play tonight. Take that money. V.org/donate.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
All right, Canty. Earlier today, the U.S. beat Iran 1-0. 38th minute goal from Christian Pulisic to advance to the knockout stage. Now, he was injured on the play.
Not an injury that you want to go back and watch.
No, it is not.
No.
Not in any way.
No.
He actually did not play in the second half of the game. And I think he put up a picture on social media, whether it was Instagram or Snapchat, saying, so proud of my guys. I'll be there on Saturday. Don't worry about it. Saturday is when they will face Netherlands at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, we talked to Taylor Wellman earlier in the show, our ESPN soccer analyst, and he told us if Christian Pulisic can't go out there and be who he's been so far throughout this World Cup, then the U.S. is going to struggle against the Dutchman. So I think this is a situation now where we're all on injury watch with Pulisic just to see if he's going to be capable of going out there and having the kind of impact that we've become accustomed to seeing him have. So that's the big question mark. I want to say we got a chance, Carlin.
Well, he did talk about Gio Reyna.
We have a chance.
He did talk about Gio Reyna, who was one of the top young players in the entire tournament, has not played very much.
That's a lot to ask a young kid in that spot, though, mm-hmm. isn't it?
It is, but he's incredibly talented, so we'll see how that goes. But again, that's Saturday. They are in the knockout stage against Netherlands.
Congratulations, Team USA, for
yes,
making it there.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It was the ultimate, you know, winner go home game today, and they mm-hmm. got it done. They got it done. This one you got to help me out with. Drake gave DJ Khaled. Why am I saying Khaled all of a sudden?
I don't know. Collard greens?
DJ Khaled.
Thanksgiving?
No. Drake gave DJ Khaled a toilet for his birthday. It is a Toto toilet. And you might know about these more than me because they are very, and I mean that because they are very, very high-end toilets.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Toto toilets?
No, I'm not familiar with their work.
Apparently, it has a UV light cleaning system, remote control operation, automatic toilet seat open and close, a nightlight, a built-in air deodorizer, heated seats, and a bidet function.
Ooh, the heated seat.
Yeah.
That would be outstanding.
And DJ Khaled, what am I saying? I don't know why. DJ Khaled says it's like one of the best gifts he's ever gotten.
Really?
And Drake decided I'm going to give him four toilets.
Okay, another so it would be the best gift that he's gotten or the second best gift?
It's a number two joke in there somewhere. Nice.
Another one.
When he goes in, does he say that?
Another one. I wonder if they have the built-in pillow at the base of the toilet so his Jordans don't have to touch the floor. Because, you know, well, he goes to the Miami Heat games, and he can't let his Jordans touch the floor, so he has to have the built-in, he has to have the pillow.
Something tells me he's not going into the communal bathroom at the Heat game up to the urinal with his Jordans on.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't see that happening.
No, I don't see that either. Because, I don't know. It seems like a weird gift to give somebody. You buy him a toilet?
I don't know. Four.
Is there a subliminal message in there? I don't.
Is he calling him a name? What is he?
It just feels very awkward. This is what I think.
Have you met Drake? Drake can be awkward.
This is what I think of you. I'm going to give you a toilet.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd be jumping up and down on that one.
Yeah.
Four of them.
You look like you. You know what, Carlin? You look like you could use these. Let me buy you four toilets as a gift. Just saying, a little bit awkward.
I honestly, would you look at me and think that might be a good gift? You would.
Yes. You would.
And I don't mean you. I just mean anyone.
Yeah.
Lastly, in just moments, college football playoff penultimate rankings will be announced on ESPN. Should Michigan be ranked ahead of Georgia? And who will be ranked fifth, Ohio State and Alabama? Let me help you on the first one. No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Georgia, when's the last time Georgia's lost? The conference championship game? When was the last time they lost?
I mean, it's been quite some time.
Yeah, I mean, it's the second year in a row.
Is it the conference championship game?
Yeah,
I think it is.
It's the second year in a row they went undefeated in the regular season.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the conference championship against Alabama, and oh, by the way, we avenged that loss in the national championship game.
Yeah.
Why would we rank Michigan ahead of Georgia?
Listen, I'm only putting it out there because Michigan throttled Ohio State the other day.
They beat the brakes off Ohio State.
And a lot of people felt like that was the best team in the country. I don't think they were right in thinking that Ohio State was. I think Georgia has been.
Yeah.
Who's going to be fifth? You're going to go USC in that spot? You're going to go Ohio State? You're going to go Alabama?
I feel like
Alabama's still got a sniff here.
I feel like it's Ohio State. I feel like it's Ohio State. If Ohio State and USC tangled horns, I don't see USC coming out on Ohio State coming out on the losing end of that one.
Really?
Well, maybe that's a little bit of my Pac-12 bias.
It might be.
I don't have a lot of respect for Pac-12 athletics.
Listen, they've only lost one game, and it was by like 1 point, wasn't it, to Utah?
Yeah.
So, and that was very early in the season.
Are we sure that USC is going to get past Utah in the conference championship this weekend?
Well,
ooh.
That will
ooh.
Very much end the conversation very quickly.
Yeah.
If they do
I think that'll clear up the picture.
I want chaos. I'm rooting for chaos. So
who is it?
I'm rooting for Alabama to be back in that Final Four again.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN+. Plus.